Action FM's Ocean Drive
with Shamie McManus.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
And you're welcome. It is time to talk movies with our man at the movies this week, Colly. A very good afternoon to you, Colly.
Good afternoon, Jamie. How's things going?
I have to say you're looking very well in Zoom land today, and I love your backdrop.
Well, I've put up a nice backdrop. I've actually taken off the winter coat. I actually got the razor out. I thought, March, it's time. And, you know, all is good in the world because, for example, today we're talking about three different movies, and to varying degrees, they haven't been as well received by proper critics, but I'm going to disagree with people all round, but all hopefully right. in a pleasant way. And I'm going to say everything's a bit better, and hopefully we'll give people maybe something interesting to watch this weekend.
The big movies this week, we've got Moxtie in there, Life in a Day, which is more of a documentary really than anything else.
It is a documentary, and it's not something we normally cover.
Yeah.
But we decided... I heard about it and I watched it the other day and I said, I have to talk to Shamie about this. And I think we'll talk about that at the end. And we'll start off with probably the biggest one because it's the one that's most available to everyone, which is the new Netflix movie called Moxtie, which opened yesterday. And I think we mentioned this last week. You know, when you switch on your Netflix and it starts telling you, look for this, you know, watch this now. So lots of people are going to see this trending, you know, be number one or number two in Ireland. And it's a story about, it's a teen comedy, really. And it's made by Amy Poehner from Parks and Rec and, you know, was involved in Mean Girls. And it's a story about Vivian, who's a young girl who has a friend. She has a pretty good life, pretty cool mom, but she can't quite find out who she is. She's at that stage. She's not quite sure who she is. She's a good student. She's writing her bio for American college, and she's kind of go, what do I believe in? And as things happen in school that start to make her really resent the way maybe young girls are treated, particularly in the American high school system. Now, this is all done very much in the form of a teen comedy, and their target audience is not old fellas like you and me.
Okay.
Well, it's wrong to say old fellas like you and me, Shamie, have nothing to learn from this because this is really interesting and it's really well done. And the critics that were a bit kind of sniffy about it were going, oh, well, I thought, you know, you can't do all those subjects and not be a bit more serious. And they also said, I think it's a bit too long, but yet they didn't cover all aspects. And you go, which is it, too long or not covering all aspects?
Okay.
The whole point is, it's Mean Girls for this generation. It's a teen comedy, but, you know, as a lot of teenage girls know, you can have a laugh with your friends and still care about the world, still care about the way you're treated. And this is a really good way of doing it. So she's infuriated and she starts up her own little magazine, which she leaves for free around the school, and it just gets taken up and it becomes a bit of a scandal issue. And one of the things I really liked about this, so Amy Poehner is her mom, and she was a feminist in the 80s, still is, but very much of her age, probably my age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they agree on so many things. But then young people, as young people will do, have their own aspect of it. And there's really some clever bits where she's fighting for the issues, and then she turns around to her friend and goes, why don't you believe in this the same way? And she goes, I do. She goes, I'm Asian American. It's not the same for me. I can't behave the same way as a wealthy white girl can. And so you go, wow, that's pretty deep. And yet, then there's a lipstick joke. And I really like that. I thought it was really good. I think teenage girls will love it. I think teenage boys, if they are smart enough to try and watch it, will really like it. And they'll also like the fact that there's a couple of boys portrayed in it. As many boys are, they're allies. They're, you know, this boy versus girl stuff that we, you know, if you read the Daily Mail or something like that, it's all woke stuff and people are angry. No, actually, most people are going, yeah, actually, I think it would be nice if everyone treated each other a bit better. I really enjoyed it. It's not perfect. It is a bit teeny.
But it has a good message.
There's a romantic date in a funeral home that really didn't work. Okay. And there's, you know, at the end, maybe it is a bit, yeah. But I think people will really like it. I think teens will like it. And I think there's a lot of older people there watch that and goes, where was this movie when I was 15? And I was angry, but I didn't know what I was angry about. I thought it was very good. And again, all through it has Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill. So I'm always going to love it. It's a cracking song. And speaking of songs, I suppose we'll go on to our second movie.
Oh, yes.
Which is The United States versus Billie Holiday. I thought that was not a bad segue. United States versus Billie Holiday. And while it is about Billy, the way the FBI chased Billie Holiday because of her drug problems and so on, really it's also about a song, Strange Fruit, and they really didn't like her singing it. I think we've got a clip.
Don't you know who this is? She was thinking of something more special.
I'm downright flashy, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Billie Holiday.
Reporters keep asking me, Billie, why you do the things you do? This is what I tell them.
It looks good and it sounds good, but what did you think?
Well, it definitely sounds good. And I have to say, Andrea Day, who plays Billie Holiday in it, is only brilliant in it. And she is better than the movie. And it's made by a guy called Lee Daniels, who's a very experimental movie maker. And funnily enough, in this movie, he kind of sticks pretty much straight to the plot. And some of it works and some of it doesn't. Probably what works best is a great surreal moment that I was quite confused about until I realised it was trying to say why she was so insistent on playing Strange Fruit. She got into trouble. Strange Fruit is a song about lynchings in America and about black people getting killed. It's a very good, if very depressing song. And she insisted on singing it, even though it got her into trouble with the FBI. And for example, they said it was all about the drugs, but there is a comparison there made at the time to Judy Garland, who was also mistreated by people and put on drugs, but she was left alone and they went after Billie Holiday. She kept on singing this song. I think the story, one of the things I liked about this movie, while thinking it's probably a 2.5-3-star movie, no more than that, but it made me go straight to Wikipedia, go straight to reading books, yeah, all about the story. Did that really happen to Billie Holiday? Fascinating story. I'm going to watch the Diana Ross movie now, The Lady Sings the Blues, which I think also was good in parts and not so good in parts. But I've actually ordered a book on Billie Holiday. The music's great, even though it's not my type of music. The performances are great and the story's amazing. The film's only okay, but I think there's loads of people there that there's enough in it that they'd find it interesting and enjoyable.
Some of the reviews now, when we said we were going to review it, some of the things, like it's not exactly true to fact, some of it.
What movie is, well, yeah, is what I would say, but it's true to the spirit of the fact.
Yes.
And for example, the FBI agent that falls in love with her along the dirt, that is completely true.
Well, that happened, did it?
Yeah, that happened. But, like, people were not in rooms together. We don't know.
Yeah.
And, of course, things that happened in 1941 and 49 are all put into 1947 for the sake of a story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the whole thing about that she was treated different because the colour of her skin by the FBI, who said it was drugs, she stood up in court and said, yes, I've got a problem, please send me to hospital. And they said, no, you're in prison for you.
Wow.
She did no good. So that stuff is fascinating. Like a lot of these movies, sometimes you look up, it's the most scandalous stuff that is actually the true stuff. And it maybe is some of the more by-the-by stuff, like where she got a standing ovation at Carnegie Hall, that is not the fact. But it's definitely enough of a story that I wanted to know more of the facts.
Yeah.
And it's a better movie than I think those reviews give credit to, even if it's not great.
Yeah.
I think people hoped for Oscars and so on, and it's only okay. But I think it's worth watching. If anybody's listening thinks that sounds an interesting story, I think they'll still enjoy it.
They will, because, I mean, it'll open up your eyes to the story of Billie Holiday. And like you, I was, yeah, Wikipedia, I was going, oh, they're not really happening or whatever. It'll open up the door, and it's that time. There's a lot of those movies being made at the moment, isn't there?
And there's so many of those stories that people at the time knew what was happening, but they didn't write about it because they were afraid of racial injustice, so they wouldn't speak up.
Okay.
And finally, a movie we really wouldn't normally do, because it's a documentary made by YouTube. And 10 years ago, when YouTube weren't that big a company, they got Kevin MacDonald, who's an Oscar-winning director, did Last King of Scotland, etc., to get together a load of footage that they were sent in of everyone took in the year 2010 on July 24th, they sent in. And then YouTube, as I said, were a smallish enough company at the time.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they're a massive conglomerate. And they decided to do it again 10 years in advance, not knowing what would happen, that we'd have this pandemic. So they sent in over 340,000 people sent in clips of themselves. And it's all been stitched together in a sort of in a documentary, a movie. There's a narrative. It starts at midnight with childbirth and so on. And it ends at midnight the next night. I didn't think I would like this at all, but
you loved this. I know you did.
Yeah, I listened to her podcast and I went, oh, okay, sounds interesting. And I really did love it. Now, you don't love all, like, the essence of the movie. You don't love all the bits. But some of it I found was fascinating, right? There was a woman in a goat shed, a young girl in a goat shed. And I was sitting there. I'm from suburban Dublin. I went, well, I have nothing in common with that. And suddenly I thought to myself, that's my aunt who died last year. That's her life. We're not that removed from it. And there's a guy in Siberia, and you see him come down to get the ice that he's cut out of the lake for his boiling water for his dinner. And he's talking and going, why did you send in a video? And he just goes, because I don't want to be forgotten. And I was going, wow, imagine that people there are going, I want to be important, whether you're in Siberia or Dublin or in Coluni, it doesn't matter. Emotions, all these different voices, all these different faces and colours.
It's well worth a look, isn't it, as we wrap up?
I really thought it was worth a look. It won't be for everyone, Jamie. But, and also, you can get it on YouTube, so it's free. Yeah. And I was able to screen it on my telly. I didn't know I could do that, but I can, apparently.
I'm telling you, you're coming on. I tell you, age is really suiting you.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. And again, I think three very different movies that people might find interesting.
That is Collie on Movies this week. And a couple of good ones in there. He'll be back next Thursday.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.